Fabulous, tremendous. Today we are talking about Biden, China, and the Great Reset. My name is Bear with BearIndependent.com, and I'm grabbing the link to drop for the patrons in Patreon because I am positive there is a way to do that from OBS beforehand, but I didn't do it. Also, I totally neglected to change the thumbnail for this live stream, so I'll have to do that afterwards. So be it. In fact, we will make a note on the Palm Pilot 1.0 using a very large Sharpie. Thumbnail. Super professional, this guy. What's up, everybody? Fabulous. I'm glad you are here. Let's go over here. We're going to hit the not that button. It's a freaking Monday, ain't it? Awesome. So, Biden, China, and the Great Reset, working here from Patreon today. Intel Brief, 25 October 2021. A beautiful, crisp day here in eastern Oklahoma. Quote, our president wants to make a fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki-Lakalos said, before referring specifically to the need to subsidize childcare and deal with the climate crisis. Well, good news, childcare is my job, not your job, thanks government, and the climate is God's job, not your job, thanks government. Glenn Beck, everybody's favorite optimistic catastrophist, pointed out on his podcast that some of the movement and rhetoric in Washington seems to be in lockstep with the Great Reset, which is part of Agenda 2030. Which is, 8.25 years away. This is something that has been covered in detail on Bear Independent since the beginning of 2020. Everything listed on Biden's report on Friday is taken almost verbatim from the United Nations plan to implement the Paris Accords, Glenn Beck said. The goal is for the economy and the society to be redesigned. According to the UN report, the general restructuring of the system will be according to social compliance, which is why it's so important for us to be independent of the fragile system, because newsflash, that crap isn't going to last very long. It will devolve into eventually starvation, violence, and chaos, as all socialist and communist regimes do on a long enough timeline, comma. It gets a little squirrely there in the middle, in between where we are now and where they would like to be. Things get a little weird, which is why not only should you be stacking food to the rafters, but you should also be producing food. You should be doing all of the meaningful things now, because as I've said before, I'm not going to stand in another man's bread line. I'm going to make my own bread. Right. Also, from Friday, which, by the way, apologies, I got so busy on Friday that I neglected to do a brief on Friday, so double whammy. China's influence is silently growing worldwide as its roots wind deeper into the United Nations. It already heads 4 of the 15 UN agencies. The UN seems fully behind the idea of a Great Reset and has clearly expressed this multiple times. One paper regarding technology and innovations published this year read, with the impact on the global economy, the crisis represents an opportunity to rethink our future, identify and act on those priorities that will help us, bringing forward sustainability, equality, and innovation, as proposed by the Great Reset Initiative of the World Economic Forum. As the world builds back better, yeah, because we're definitely building right now, and gosh dang, things are so much better, so better, that I can scarcely believe it. Let's go, Brandon. As the world builds back better, maximizing both the direct and indirect contribution that a strong space sector can make the sustainable development goals goes to the heart of the space for the Great Reset event. And there's a whole bunch of brief here. If you're on Patreon, you have that. If you're not on Patreon, you don't have that. A Texas Prepper's Life with Texas Tea. Thank you, brother. He dropped $5. For those who are listening, we have a lot of listeners. Sometimes when you hear me talking to random people and or singing poorly, It's because there's a whole chat here on the YouTubes. So thank you, Texas T. From theblaze.com, Glenn Beck. Here's how Biden's new finance report is the most dangerous movement in the world right now. And we have a picture here of Colonel Sanders with the ice cream eater behind him. I love you, Glenn. Just kidding. And you have all the links to all these things in all the places. If you can see this brief, you have links to this, either in the description on YouTube, description on Patreon. Last Friday afternoon, when fewer people would notice, the administration announced, quote, a new, quote, comprehensive government-wide strategy, end quote, to overhaul our nation's economy and protect us all from the financial risks of climate change. Woo! Thank God somebody's going to protect me from climate change because, you know, all the other things in the world, we've just got that figured out, right? Homelessness, not an issue. Starvation, not an issue. You know, medical, not an issue, man. Economy, not an issue. Not even remotely an issue. Liberty and freedom, not an issue, bro. International threats, nah. Non-starter, don't even talk about it. Don't bring it up. But the sun, that there sun and these CO2 emissions, you know, all the Karens of the world have spent way too much time spraying their hair in those chlorofluorocarbons carbons or whatever the hell they're called. They're all up there just making the sky angry, and we all gonna die. But luckily, because they're so good at everything they touch, the government is here to save us from the world. Remember in Genesis chapter 1 where it says, "And Elohim created the heavens and the earth, and it was good." Yeah, it's the earth is not trying to kill us. It is good. Glenn started out by playing a video clip of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters, quote, "The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy. I'm sure he does, and feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that," during a press release last week. That's interesting because what she just said is the exact language, almost a quote from the people over at the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, Glenn said of Psaki's statement. Now, interestingly enough, we have this thing called the internet, and if we go to weforum.org/great-reset, and we look at their words from the World Economic Forum, "There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequence of the COVID-19 crisis." COVID-19, as Klaus Schwab, everybody's favorite supervillain, likes to say. "To improve the state of the world, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. Let's improve the state of the world." Let's do it. The context. The COVID, from reading from their website, "The COVID-19 crises and the political, economic, and social disruptions it has caused is fundamentally changing the traditional context for decision-making. The inconsistencies, inadequacies, and contradictions of multiple systems, from health and financial to energy and education, are more exposed than ever amidst a global context of concern for lives, livelihoods, and the planet." What we need is Captain Planet. He's our hero. He's going to bring pollution down to zero. Not even like down to like 0.1%. Down to zero, bro. With our powers combined, we are Captain Planet. "Leaders find themselves at a historic crossroads, managing short-term pressures against medium and long-term uncertainties and the opportunity," in their own words, "as we enter a unique window of opportunity that was, ahem, created to shape the recovery." You mean Hegelian dialectic? You mean thesis, antithesis, synthesis? Is that what you mean, Bear? Yes, that's precisely what I mean. You should research the Hegelian dialectic and then go into a quiet space away from everybody else so that when your brain explodes, it's not a mass casualty incident. When you see how many times throughout human history the big they have used the Hegelian dialectic to further their will, not ours. Remember that whole, well, we live in America, we got a representative republic, and them politicians are supposed to do what we says. They're supposed to do what we says. They don't do what we says. Because we are a representative republic in name only anymore. Back to the article. As we enter a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, this initiative will offer insights to help inform all those determining the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of a global commons. So everything, it's just going to address everything. Drawing from the vision and vast expertise of the leaders engaged across the forum's communities, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. Well, I got news for you. If you don't honor your own dignity, I don't honor it either, and I have zero interest in subsidizing your existence. Not even a little bit. He who does not work shall not eat. He who does not work has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. Now, of course, that's biblical, and the Great Reset is not biblical. It's Babylon. Over here from the WhiteHouse.gov fact sheet. Biden administration roadmap to build an economy resilient to climate change impacts. Thank the Father, somebody's going to handle this crap for us. Do we still have a live stream? We do indeed have a live stream. I'm so impressed with y'all. What's up to all the blue wrenches in the chat? And there is a lot of blah, blah, blah in this press release, which is why you should do your own due diligence. Never take my word as the ultimate truth. Check all the links and all the descriptions. Dive into your own rabbit holes. Do your own research. Agency actions will protect retirement plans, homeowners, consumers, businesses, and supply chains, workers, and the federal government from financial risks of climate change. You know, it sounds like there's a whole lot of stuff in that first sentence that is not the purview of the federal government. We don't care anymore, right? But you know, I got my 3.5 bath, 5-bedroom brick house in the cul-de-sac with my big truck, and it only cost me $78,000 for this vehicle. But that's okay because I've got an 890 credit score and blah, 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 and I don't care, and I make good money working for the man, and it's whatever, as long as all my air quote needs are met. You know, when Yeshua is praying, he says, give us this day our daily bread. He does not say, give us this lifetime our 401k, or give me this month a jacked up truck on 39s with a bumper winch, or give me this season a hot wife. No, give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. Today, the Biden-Harris administration released a comprehensive government-wide strategy to measure, disclose, manage, and mitigate the systemic risks climate change poses to American families, businesses, and the economy. Again, even if the federal government had a fine historical track record of actually executing appropriately within the purview that they've given themselves, this is a lot. The issue is, they suck at their jobs. They're not going to do anything except make things worse. And yes, that's a bit of pontification, but it's also historical fact. The administration's whole of government strategy includes 6 main pillars to achieve the goals of the President's May 2021 Executive Order on Climate-Related Financial Risks. Is it a real executive order or is it a memo? Like the paperwork that requires 2 men to go on dates from now on. Including several major announcements this week demonstrating concrete actions to protect American families, the federal government, and the economy from climate-related financial risk. These 6 factors are promoting the resilience of the U.S. financial system. By the way, we got typos at whitehouse.gov. I'm not amazed. Promoting the resilience of U.S. financial system to climate-related financial risks, protecting life savings and pensions from climate-related financial risk. How about instead we quit debasing the U.S. dollar? Maybe what we need to protect it from is inflation because of you all in power in D.C. Maybe we do that. Using federal procurement to address climate-related financial risk. Federal procurement means we're going to spend even more of that money that we've been printing on things that are going to help save the world. Incorporating climate-related financial risk into federal financial management and budgeting. Incorporating climate-related financial risk into federal lending and underwriting, which, by the way, is hysterical. Because based upon this new initiative, there are a whole bunch of people who are submitting grants to the DOD for, I think it's the 1033 program that it's called, for demilitarized Department of Defense equipment being moved into the hands of these agencies and organizations like search and rescue teams, police departments, fire agencies, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, some of the grants right now are really funny looking. It's like, we really need 12 MRAPs and all the equipment that goes with it so that we can fight climate change because of the increased flooding in our area due to climate change, so that we can deploy to these disaster areas to provide immediate aid due to climate change. It's like, homie, you just want MRAPs. But if that's the thing that's working these days, you know, Refuge Medical and Grindstone, you know, we do a lot of training. We do a lot of disaster deployments. I guess due to climate change, we need some MRAPs too. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get on that. Building resilient infrastructure and communities. And that's, thank you, government, for building our communities and our infrastructure. Through a new request for information, FEMA will gather stakeholder input to make communities more resilient and save lives, homes, and money through potential revisions to standards that have not been formally updated since 1976. In other words, FEMA is going to now have their hands in building codes. Shut up, chicken. I'm talking to the internet. Which, by the way, FEMA does, by and large, a horrendous job doing what they're supposed to do in the first place. How do I know? I've worked for those bastards. I'm unimpressed. From NPR.org, getting into the Chinese missiles. Let's see. We still allowed to have a live stream? Yes, indeed, we have a live stream. Fabulous. Chinese missiles. Behind the murky claim of a new hypersonic missile test, there lies a very real arms race. We've got a picture here of China's DF-17 missile delivery platform system. I thought there was a really good summation as to what this is here. The simplest way to imagine this new weapon system is to imagine the space shuttle, put a nuclear weapon in the cargo bay, and then don't bother with the landing gear. I thought that's a brilliant way to describe it, says Jeffrey Lewis, a professor at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey. This hypersonic weapon launches briefly into orbit and glides back to Earth just like the space shuttle, except for when it gets where it's going, it goes boom. And this hypersonic missile has been discussed ad nauseum by ourselves and others. But I thought this was an interesting part of the article. The effect that this has on the emerging arms race. And you can dive deeply into this rabbit hole if you'd like to. But we've talked at great length here about how war ultimately becomes a game of resources. It is the allocation of certain resources against the protection of or acquisition of other certain resources. And so as globally resources dry up, you're going to see an increase in spending for, air quote, defense for these wars that are going to be fought for controlling stake in the most important resources on the planet. Not my opinion, historical fact. And so we have an admission to such here by NPR.org. One can target, with these missiles, airfields and aircraft carriers within 15 or 20 minutes of flight time, literally thousands of kilometers away from the Chinese mainland. Griffin adds that the new international hypersonic missile could take the capability a step further. With or without a nuclear warhead, such weapons could potentially strike U.S. ships anywhere on the Earth. That's a really big deal, he said. Even the existing shorter-range weapons put the U.S., which is trying to expand its military presence in the Western Pacific, and its allies at risk, he argues. Griffin says that the U.S. needs to develop and stockpile hypersonic missiles of its own to counter the Chinese threat. Quote, I'm not one to mince words. It's an arms race. And critically, we didn't start it. Now, we also didn't start the fire, but it's always been burning since the world's been turning. whatever the hell that means. From birchgold.com, economic warfare. This was an interesting article here. Getting back to China and the Great Reset. Talking about the trade war that's going on currently. From this article here at birchgold.com. To be clear, China is not innocent in any of this. And those who claim that they, China, are victims of the globalists have no understanding of the long-running relationship the Chinese have had with Western elites. By extension, the people who think that our economic war with China is somehow legitimate and that China is going to be punished for their trespasses are fooling themselves. The trade war is not designed to punish China. It is designed to offer further distraction as well as a scapegoat event for the economic collapse the central banks originally created. China's ties to the IMF, or International Monetary Fund, their involvement in building a cashless society, their participation in digital currency frameworks, etc., all lead me to believe that they intend to have a large seat at the table of the Great Reset. With the amount of capital and technology being funneled into China in the past two decades, I would not count on the establishment to then try to destroy their new favorite economic engine. What I would count on is for the current tensions with China to be increased dramatically in the next year. It seems to me that the pandemic and the riots are not quite enough to send U.S. population begging for help from those at the World Economic Forum or the IMF. They need another crisis, and China can provide them with one. And you can read the entirety of the article from birchgold.com. You've got the links in the description. But this is something that we've been talking about for a long time. We talked about the Great Reset. I found this highly interesting from CBSNews.com. It is in no way related to Biden, China, or the Great Reset. But I'm not a believer in karma, per se. I am a believer in you reap what you sow. And there's been some excellent reporting on this already from other channels much larger than us, including our friend Jared over at Guns and Gadgets. So what's up, bro? Alec Baldwin was told that the gun was cold before the fatal movie set shooting court records show. Here we see a helicopter imagery of the set where this all went down. And the long and short here is Alec Baldwin shot and killed somebody and injured a bystander with a prop gun that was loaded not with blanks but with real ammunition, which is a huge no-no. Reporting has also come out that the workers on the set walked out from the set moments before because they felt that they were being treated unfairly and the set was unsafe. That they fired these weapons off, off camera for fun, which I'm all for shooting guns for fun, the same weapons that they were then going to put blanks in and use on camera. And now Mr. Baldwin has been charged in the death of this young lady that he killed. Quote, I ran out and called 911 and said, bring everybody, send everybody. Mitchell, the associate producer, or she's the script supervisor, said, this woman is gone at the beginning of her career. She was an extraordinarily rare, very rare woman. And here's an image of apparently a distraught Alec Baldwin moments after the tragic death of this young lady. And that being said, I take no joy in the fact that somebody was killed with a firearm. I do think here, though, that karma's a bitch. You want to talk out of the one side of your face how dangerous weapons are, and then out of the other side of your face get paid millions of dollars to use them on screen. Hypocrisy at its finest. And so if you were unaware of that, now that's something you're aware of. And if you were aware of that, you're welcome. RefugeMedical.com. Handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. 26 lives saved on four continents with five branches. Actually, somebody wrote in and said that the Space Force has some of our kits now too. So on four continents with all branches of the United States Armed Forces. Perfect for law enforcement, civilian sheepdogs, EMS, firefighters, etc. Better than what is being issued by the military. We found two more of these HAG kits, helpful and girly kits. And so you can get the Bearfac and HAG kit combo if you need some pink camo for the woman in your life. Or if you're just especially flamboyant and you want a pink one, that's fine too, sweetie. You can get a pink one at refugemedical.com. There's two of these left. So if you want two of them, you can get them. The hat kit. There's a few of the pink Bearfax Solo left as well, if you need a pink Bearfax for your lady. And we've dropped the price on those. We will never make those again. So if you want one, get one. Additionally, the Bearfax itself in Woodland and Marpat, which it comes in like all the colors. So in Woodland Camo, like so, or in Marpat Marine Pattern Woodland, which is this one up here in the top left. Those two colors currently, you can use promo code BLOWOUT and get 20% off those two kits. And yeah, and everything else is available in the store. We are working overtime filling wound care buckets for y'all. Literally, there's three extra people who don't generally work for us who are at the office right now packing buckets. So what's up, team? We appreciate y'all. Y'all are the best. And lots of new and exciting things coming in the near future as well. You can also get all of your medical components from refugemedical.com. So if you just need a tourniquet or some chest seals or a SWAT tee or a SAM splint or a quick letter or a whatever, we got all these things. We got all these things in here you can go check out. And if you don't know how to use that stuff, you can go to refugetraining.com and let Phelps and Twitch put their hands on you and teach you how to apply tourniquets and pack wounds and apply chest seals and what a nasal pharyngeal airway is and when they're indicated and when they're contraindicated and what is a tension pneumothorax and you know, what does hypovolemic shock look like and what are the stages of blood loss and blah blah blah, all the blah blahs. And so we've got lots of dates up on the training page, refugetraining.com. Responder 1s, responder 3s, the essential responder, which is the level 1, 2, and 3, which is stop the bleed, the march algorithm, situational awareness, CPR, AED, tactical emergency casualty care, force on force, active shooter, and more. All in a two-day package. All it's the everything. It's the comprehensive. And you got one of those in Dallas, and one of those in Salt Lake City. You've got the level one, which is stop the bleed, march algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else, as well as triage, self-care, buddy care, and situational awareness. That's the level one. You got one of those in Wichita, Kansas, and Dallas, Texas, and Texarkana, Texas, and Salt Lake City, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, Birmingham, Alabama, which is coming up. The Birmingham, Georgia, Orlando, and Charlotte are all coming up here pretty quick. So if you're going to get in on those, get in on those. I recommend you go. And then you've got a level three, which is tactical emergency casualty care, force on force in Phoenix, Arizona. And yeah, so go check them out. Come see us at class. It's money incredibly well spent. Much like one buys a rifle and then puts it under their bed and never zeroes it, that rifle is useless if you don't know how to use it. And we can and do make the finest first aid kits that money can buy at Refuge Medical. If you don't know how to use them, then you're screwed. Okay? It's like having a rifle that's not zeroed. Also, we have a lot of people who come to class who are medical doctors, who are EMS personnel, who are law enforcement, who are current or separated military. A lot of guys that have qualified combat lifesaver. We've had EMTs. We've had all types of people in the class who should know that come take this class and realize, wait a minute, I didn't know this stuff. And I'm talking the level one, not the two or the three, just at the level one. Forget the level three. We blow law enforcement officers away with our level three. And these are open to you as the civilian. And so the level one class, even the intro to this, is foundational knowledge that you need to know whether you are, Marine combat lifesaver qualified, or a trauma doc, or a truck driver, or a school principal, or a pastor, or a small business owner, or a stay-at-home mom, or whatever, or your construction worker, whoever, whatever. You need to know these things. And we have this expectation, well, this person's a doctor, they know how to put on a tourniquet. No, the hell they don't. I had a doctor tell me at one of our classes, yeah, all that stuff happens out there in the field. We don't do that. I don't know how to put a tourniquet on. Like, geez, doc, you're supposed to know these things, right? And so, come to class. You can have the best kit in the world. If you don't know how to use it, what's the point? And lastly, I want to say congratulations to our friends Yankee and Liberty at Howitzer Hill. You can see them here on their wedding day. They're a fine young couple who just welcomed their third child into the world, baby Libby. And if you'd like to show them a little bit of love, you can go to howitzerhill.com. There's a link in the description. Get a t-shirt, get a flag, get a patch, send them a little note, tell them Bear sent you, and just say, hey, congratulations on bringing yet another beautiful, righteous child into the world. They're super stoked. We're super stoked for them. We love them, and you guys should go love on them, too, at howitzerhill.com. And with that, that will conclude today's brief. I love y'all. You guys are super cool, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. If you're on Patreon, thank you for supporting us. There's always a link in the description to the Patreon. That's the reason the show exists, is because of the patrons. And tonight is Men's Group Monday. We will be studying the Vayera Torah portion, starting in Genesis 18, which is, and God appeared. He appears to Abraham. And so we'll be going through that. And then the First Kings, Haftorah, and then Luke 17, and the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, all that's tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Look for the Men's Group Monday link. And people will say, yeah, but why did you put that behind a paywall? So that I don't have to deal with the riffraff when we're studying the Word of God. That's why. And I think the $5 a month that you spend at Patreon is easily accounted for with the other 30 plus pieces of content per month that's at Patreon, exclusive, that you don't get anywhere else at Patreon. So, thank you to the patrons. Hoping to see y'all. Yeah, $20 from Wrangler Star. What's up, brother? I appreciate you deeply, sir. Thank you. So I'm hoping to see y'all at Men's Group Monday tonight. In the meanwhile, stay frosty and be the light, my friends. Go out there and just shine your freaking light on everything, because the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not, right? We win in the end, and we are not to be given to a spirit of fear. Bless y'all. Shalom.